Hi, I'm Rebecca Korn, and I am a first-year MA student at Carleton University in the art history program. And I graduated this past summer for the undergraduate degree in art history at Carleton as well. When I switched to Carleton, I experienced such a warm welcoming from the faculty here, and they really eased me into the new atmosphere. And only in the 2 years that I did my undergrad degree at Carleton, I really found connections made with faculty was a lot easier and a lot more accessible. And faculty members really helped me with narrowing down directions for my essays and ideas, and now helping me formulate a thesis, which is all very helpful and very generous. And the amount of time that the faculty has put in to me alone is just astonishing. And then you multiply that by all these other students. I think one course that, or professor that really helped me formulate new perspectives and new ideas of what art history is Birgit Hopfner and her courses on global art history. It completely changed my mind about what history is and what our ideas of such are and how these are so narrow in relation to the truth. One thing that I'm very proud of and really excited about is 2 summers ago, I curated a 40th retrospective exhibition for an artist local in Kingston, Ontario. And I actually moved back to Kingston for a summer and was working with this artist, whose name is Lisa Melhorn Bow, by the way. She's amazing. And she was talking about her art with me, and I never knew this about her, that she has been producing art for 40 years. And she said that she was planning a 40th retrospective exhibition, but needed to find a curator for it. And I said, hey, I'll volunteer. I'll do that. I'm only an undergrad, but if you trust me. And she did trust me and really ended up appreciating the work that I did for her and actually pushed me to write a curatorial essay alongside the exhibition that we ended up getting published in 2 journals. So that whole conversation that I initially had with her kind of snowballed into all of these things that I can now add on to my resume and that I now have confidence in doing that beforehand I would not have had confidence in doing. And I know it's kind of scary to reach out to local artists, but I think that's a great way to get experience in curating for maybe smaller artists that, you know, I didn't think that I would be able to get a curation job at any big place, but just the whole planning experience was great, like finding the gallery, and it all snowballed into one great experience. I think that there's so many individual ways that you can go about getting experience in the field, and often they may be uncomfortable at first because you're not used to kind of asking to do volunteer work for somebody, especially if they're more established artists. But I do think it's worth that to get that experience in talking to artists. I think there's skills that you can acquire from those experiences. There's always skills that you acquire that you don't realize until a little bit later down that you can then apply to new career initiatives. So I think it's great to just get out of your comfort zone and start doing things that may not even be in line with your current focus. This artist worked on artist books and I was interested in Italian Baroque art. So those two don't really conversate much. But yeah, I think it got me out of my comfort zone and really propelled me to look for experiences in the field.